Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's the final day of September, and it's expected to bring cloudy skies in the morning hours here and a few sprinkles, then clearing up by the end of today, while the first 10 days of October are characterized by above-average temperatures and the lack of rainfall. Patience is a virtue, ladies and gentlemen. Meteorologist Dan Brunoff here in the KRLD Weather Center. We've been experiencing above-average temperatures for a while now and below-average precipitation throughout most of last week. And that trend looks to persist for at least the first third of October. This morning, we're waking up to a mostly cloudy sky. Temperatures ranging from 65 to 75. We've got some cloud cover overhead. That's been providing insulation for our air at the surface. Additionally, I'm observing a few light showers on radar northwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, although most of these are not reaching the ground. These clouds will clear out from west to east throughout the day, with afternoon highs reaching the upper 80s once again. Average high temperature now has decreased to 84 degrees, and we can't expect it to dip to 72 degrees by the end of October. A mid-level ridge of high pressure will begin to build across the state this week and into the weekend, as well as the first part of next week. This will maintain temperatures well above average for this time of the year and keep the precipitation at bay to ensure abundance of sunshine. Highs will be slightly above 90 degrees tomorrow through Friday, near 90 over the weekend and into early next week. A weak cold front may approach the area late Monday and Tuesday, resulting in a slight drop in temperatures. However, we will have to wait for the second stronger front to arrive the following weekend, which will bring noticeably cooler air and a chance of precipitation back to the forecast. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait almost 2 weeks for that front to arrive. Well, that concludes my weather update for this Tuesday morning. I would like to extend my gratitude to Bruce Bochy with the Texas Rangers with an outstanding tenure. We all wish him and his family the best of luck, and I'm confident that he will enjoy the weather whenever possible. It's the only weather he's got.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.